Greg Dulcich outgained every returning Miami wideout last season, and he did it in 9 games off the practice squad for a team that had waived or released him twice by his 25th birthday. The market's response is tight end 27, pick 185, a shrug with upside. Given the road here, the shrug might be the compliment. This season, 9 games by the stat rose after an October call-up, 26 catches on 33 targets, a 79% catch rate for 335 yards and a touchdown, 5.5 half PPR points a game, 32nd among tight ends per game, 45th in total, 15% of Miami's targets in his games, and a closing kick worth noting, 5 catches for 58, and the score in week 17. Modest numbers, but 335 yards was more than any wideout Miami brings back, and the team noticed. The career reads like a lost and found ticket. Third round Denver 2022, a rookie flash of 33 catches for 411 and 7 points a game. Then the hamstring years, 2 games in 23, a November waiver, a Giants claim, a final cut release last August, and a practice squad signing in Miami that turned into the October promotion when Darren Waller went down. From flash to cast off to useful in 4 seasons flat. The pattern beat, tight end targets are the position's stickiest stat, 0.72 and 0.80 across the eras, 251 and 238 seasons, and his 3.7 a game is a real baseline that stickiness says repeats. What stickiness can't see? The rookie flash version drew 5.5 a game in Denver, and the tree above him just lost 163 targets of Hill, Waddle, and Waller. The gap between his baseline and this room's vacancy is the entire episode.
Muffed!
The situation is a prove-it deal in a room Miami deliberately crowded. He re-signed in March, 1 year, reported at up to $3.25 million, with the general manager saying out loud that the back end of his season is why they brought him back. The June coverage calls him the top tight end on the depth chart and a candidate to be Malik Willis's safety valve, per NFL.com's offseason framing. Then April, Miami spent a third-round pick on Will Kaczmarek and a 5th on Saida Traore, 2 rookie tight ends behind a 1-year veteran, which is a franchise saying compete, not keep. Waller isn't returning, Julian Hill left for New England, and the offense is Bobby Slowick's, attached to a quarterback on his first starting contract. 7-10 last year, rebuilt everywhere.
The price TE27 at pick 185. The slot paid 6.2 last season. He produced 5.5 in the part season audition. The market wants a half step more than it's seen and priced it like it. Our verdict, no call. A minimum risk contract and a pick 185 price are the same sentence in 2 currencies. Both say show us first, and we can't argue with either. The caveat both directions, the vacated targets are real and he's the incumbent atop the depth chart, so the path to a TE team season exists in plain sight, and Miami just spent 2 draft picks saying the path isn't promised to him.
Watch the camp battle with Kaczmarek first. A third round rookie is the franchise's counter-argument, then whether the week 17 role survives contact with September and where Willis's checkdowns actually land. The tree is open, the claim is unresolved. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.